What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
There's a new study in the Journal of Intelligence about a metric called Cognitive Personality Functioning Index. A measure of how intelligence, judgment, and other key traits evolve over the average lifespan.
Okay.
This isn't just a random theory. It's based on decades of psychological research. It shows a pattern. The overall functioning of the human brain reaches its peak between 55 and 60.
Oh.
You're peaking.
I'm peaking. That's crazy. I would have thought much earlier than that.
I would too.
Yeah. I feel like I am fully on the decline.
Fluid intelligence, including reasoning, memory span, and processing speed, tends to peak in the early 20s, and then it fades steadily. Crystallized intelligence, which is the accumulation of knowledge and experience, continues to build for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Personality traits also mature and increase through early adulthood before leveling off later in life, like conscientiousness.
Mm. You either are or you aren't by the time you're 50.
Emotional stability.
Mm.
Anyway, moral reasoning, the ability to weigh competing principles, deepens with experience, producing sounder judgments about fairness and duty with age, which is understandable.
I like it. That's interesting.
A lot of this stuff makes sense.
It does. You're right.
Maturity is a real thing. Like, I definitely have come to... There's a lot of stuff I thought that was going to be funny, and I tried it because I wanted to entertain people, and then people went, that's not
You're
good.
You're so mature.
That is really not good. You know, and then you grow up a little bit, and you go, all right, I don't have to be so desperate to make people laugh. I can, you know, let a thought pass without throwing it out there and seeing what happens. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cognitive
flexibility, the ability to shift smoothly between tasks and strategies when circumstances change, and cognitive empathy, the ability to get what others are thinking, both fade with age.
Oh, I think that is true. You care less what other people think the older you get. And I've seen it in my old people. They're like, this is what I think and I'm not taking it back and you don't get to tell me. I'm like, oh my God. So we're back to childhood. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Great.
Double middle fingers. I get it.
Thank you. May I have another? Yeah. That's interesting. That's where did you say the Journal of Intelligence?
What is this?
Who knew there was Journal of Intelligence? Joy.
There's a new study in the journal called Intelligence.
Okay.
So that's. Anyway, older and wiser has a ceiling, and the human mind peaks at 60.
After that, forget it.
Other stuff starts fading as early as your 20s.
Maybe 60 should be like the cutoff for being the president. Or really holding any government office.
Well, I don't know.
Probably not, but maybe though.
We'll see what you think when you turn 60.
Well, I already am not ever going to seek office. So I am eliminating myself from that pool. I already cannot find, I'm total verb loss or noun loss. Try to see? See what I'm saying?
What?
I can't think of any words that go together. Second guess myself constantly now. He said never. I was so sure about everything. And then Google came along. Maybe I blame Google.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.